dependable.
Blog Talk Radio.
Been thinking about you, babe. You're my one desire. Wrap my arms around you, hold you close to me. Oh, babe, I wanna taste your lips. I wanna be your fantasy. I'm with you, babe. I can't believe it's true. When you land on my arms and you do the things you do, you can see it in my eyes. I can feel it in your touch. You don't have to say a thing. Just let me show how much I love you. I need you. Yeah. I wanna kiss you all over. Kiss you all over till the night closes in. Till the night closes in. Stay with me, lay with me, holding me, loving me, baby. Here with me, near with me, feeling you close to me, baby.
Play a minute of another song, and it's like, no, I don't want to play a minute of another song, so you're done. But anyway, I always wondered, when I would listen to that song, I always wondered, how come we're only doing this until the night closes in? I mean, you want to start at lunchtime and you only go in until it gets dark? Is that what I'm hearing? Wait a minute. It's like, what's wrong with this picture? Hang on. What's the matter with drinking coffee while you're looking at the stars, or having a rum tea or whatever it is you want to drink at that point in time? You gotta till the night closes in. What's with that crap?
Oh gosh.
Oh yeah. It's no. Don't limit me till daylight and dark. That makes me wonder what you're going to.
Oh, gosh. Oh, well.
Hey, you know, at least it's like, I want to kiss you all over before I have to leave. been in that situation before, right? That's how you can laugh at something like that. That's how that thought runs through your mind, is because you've been there before. And no thanks. Let's do it a little different. We're not talking a permanent thing here, but let's wait till at least 2 or 3 in the morning. You know what I mean? Not just till dark. I mean, good grief. Okay, that's my rant for that song. It's done. But you know, I got something that's gonna go with it. Elvis. Any place is paradise. Oh yeah.
Any place is paradise when I'm with you. Whether we're standing on your doorstep, or sitting in a park, or strolling down a shady lane, or dancing in the dark, where I can take you in my arms and look into your pretty eyes. Any place is paradise when I'm with you.
Waiting to have to do it, and there it was. Surprise!
Right. Made your day.
Yes.
It did. It truly did. It really, truly did. And you know what? I got something so cool because I probably freaked out wanting it yesterday so much. John sent me Ghost Chickens in the Sky.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yes. This is wonderful. Get ready to laugh. You might need your Kleenexes just to wipe the tears off your eyes from laughing, because this is beautiful. Leroy Troy, he's the one that did the song with James on Thursday.
Oh, yes.
The Elvis guitarist. Yes. So here he is doing Ghost Chickens in the Sky.
From Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world and home of the Air Castle South, it's time for the Marty Stewart Show.
Leroy Troy.
Ghost Chickens in the Sky.
Oh, how about a hand for Leroy? America.
chicken farmer took a walk out on his farm one day. He paused by the coop as he went along his way. When all at once a rotten egg hit him in the eye, it was a sight he dreaded. Ghost chickens in the sky. Ghost chickens in the sky. Chicken farmer since he was 24, working for the colonel 30 years or more, killing all them chickens and sending them to fry, and now they want revenge. Ghost chickens in the sky. Chickens in the sky. Their cheeks were black and shiny and their eyes were blazing red. They didn't have no feathers, these chickens all were dead. They picked that farmer up and he died by the claw. They cooked them extra crispy and they ate them with coleslaw. Chickens in the sky.
Oh, Leroy, good. We did it, didn't you?
Oh, my goodness gosh. Were you guys laughing as much as I was?
Oh, yes.
I've not heard that.
No.
Oh, that's hilarious. You know, working for the colonel 30 years and more.
Gosh.
Looking at you with the rimless eyes because those chickens all dead. Oh, gosh, I love that song. That is so good for a laugh. So you guys know now, if you ever need to laugh, you just look up good old Leroy Troy and his ghost chickens. That'll do it for you. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I love that. Okay. Breathe, Jenny. Get some oxygen in your body. Oh, my goodness sakes. Okay. How about Elvis singing Tell Me Why? Oh, no.
Okay.
Just tell me why.
Every time I look at someone new, tell me why I think of you.
Darling, tell me why.
Tell me why.
I'll mention you.
When you're gone, I feel so blue.
I love that walking bass. Oh, my gosh. Rhythm and blues, man, that's the best. That feeds your soul. Whether you want to be happy or you want to be sad, yeah, rhythm and blues will do it for you. Not a problem. Hey, how many of you guys like Enya?
Oh, yes. Right.
Yeah, if anybody says no, they're in trouble. And now I'm trying to find the song I wanted to play, and I can't find it. Oh, my gosh. What is this garbage? Man. Anyway, it's a really good song. I'm sorry you can't hear it because I can't find it.
Oh, gosh.
I've entered it. I don't know. I've entered it in a way that I can't find. It's in here somewhere. I remember putting it in, but oh well. Lord Almighty, I'll worry about that later then. Not a problem. It's not like I've completely lost it. I've just misplaced it. It's in here. So, hey, you know. How about in the meantime, we'll play a song my sister asked me to play. It's called San Francisco. This is going to take you back to the 60s, honey, and Golden Gate Park. And all people sitting on their blankets and dancing their wiki dances with their pot going to their head and their wreaths of flowers, whether that's around their neck or on their head or around their ankles, it didn't matter. They all had them. Yeah, that was San Francisco in the 60s, kids. It really was, the mid-60s. This is Scott McKenzie.
Going to San Francisco, be sure
to San Francisco.
There you go. And he comes out to sing this on this particular video at any rate. And he's wearing one of those long Nehru cloak things. It's got sleeves, but it doesn't button. So you can't call it a jacket. It's more like a cover. And he's got the white loose pants on. And it's like, okay, dude, where did you come from? But, you know, back in the 70s, everybody did what they wanted to. Everybody wore what they wanted to. And some of it was really out there.
Right. It certainly was.
So, well, think of the Beatles, 68, mm-hmm. 69. They were wearing the Nehru jackets and the love beads and the white loose pants. And it's like, okay, you guys just came from India and you sat down with a guru for 6 months and you come out weird. So that's just how it is.
It all changed about that time, that's for certain.
Oh, that's the time I grew up. That's when I was growing up. So that stuff was normal to me because it was always there, you know. Not quite as much in Spokane, but it was a little bit. You could still see the love beads. You didn't see the flowers around the hair so much, but, you know, it was all long hair. Not all, but, you know, that was the in thing. Whether you were a guy or a girl, you had long hair. That, if you had short hair, you were a little bit quirky, a little off-center. But, that's okay, because that's what the 60s was all about, was being yourself. And if you were a little strange, that was even better. I got along fine.
You did well. Good.
So, you know, I was a lot, I was a lot shyer then, if you can imagine that. But that's okay. That's okay. It was all part of my learning curve, right? It's all part of my learning curve. So there we go. Not a problem. I don't think. It could have been, but I didn't notice. All right. You know what I really want to play right now? Well, first I'm going to play an Elvis song. Then I'm going to play Mystery John.
Oh, yes.
Because, just because. You know, just because I can, right? I can. So there we go. I want to play Elvis, Trying to Get to You.
I've been traveling over miles, even through the valleys too. I've been traveling in vain. I've been running all the way, baby, trying to get to you. I read your letter where you said you love me true. I've been traveling night and day. I've been running all the way, baby, trying to get to you. When I read your loving letter, then my heart began to sing. Well, kept traveling night and day. I kept running all the way, baby, trying to get to you. I do. I would travel night and day, and I'd still run all the way, baby, trying to get to you. Well, nothing that could hold me or could keep away from you. When your loving letter told me that you really love me true, Lord above, you know the love. It was He who brought me through. When my way was dark at night, He would shine as bright as light when I was trying to get to you.
An ending. It had an ending. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Oh, I'm so excited.
Never forget it.
Oh, my. Yeah. Huh. I can just get excited about the smallest things, you know? Hey, Carolyn, how are you doing, sweetie?
Well, I got my foot elevated, so I guess I'm doing pretty good. Every once in a while, somebody will say that Carl did it instead of Elvis did it. Well, Elvis got me in trouble yesterday.
Are you sure it wasn't Carl Perkins? Now, are you
sure it wasn't Carl Perkins? Elvis got me in trouble yesterday. We went to the bank yesterday and was talking to the bank loan officer. And I had my Elvis mask on and my Elvis T-shirt. And, of course, Clyde pushes me in there in my chair. And Clyde knows the bank guy real well. And we went into his office and he introduced himself to me. And we proceeded to talk about Elvis. And Clyde says, before we went in, he says, "Now we can't stay in here very long. We got other stuff to do." I said, "Okay." And the gentleman proceeded talking to him about Elvis. And then we got on the subject of his mother, how much she loved Elvis. And I just kept on talking, and he did too. And I told him about Shauna's Facebook page, and Clyde sitting there punching me, just constant with his finger in my ribs. And I was over here.
Yeah. Wake up.
What are you doing? Stop poking me. And the gentleman started laughing. He says, "Dear, shut up about Elvis so the man can do his job. There's other people might need to see him." I got one more thing to say.
And besides, you guys had other things to do, which you weren't going to do now.
I can't wait. I got one more thing to tell about the Facebook page, and then I'll let the man do what we're in there for. And Clyde trained at me a little bit, and that was it. Well, I didn't stop talking. The gentleman kept on talking. About his mother's collection of Elvis records and movies and stuff. And Clyde's sitting over throwing daggers at me. And I just shook my head like my mouth's closed, thinking of me. Well, this is say 2 hours later we come out of there.
Oh, my Lord Almighty.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you didn't get much else done that day, did you?
Yeah, we got done what we went in there to get done because he's wanting to finish my, she said, before it gets real hot weather.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
Yeah. And he doesn't have any help to finish the inside yet, so he has to do it when it's cool weather because it's going to take him longer.
Right.
Hang on a sec. Come in. Afterwards, hi, Miss Lizzie. My granddaughter's here. I haven't seen her since the 25th of March. But I got to tell you this. So that Clyde took me to a bookstore downtown in Greensboro. They sell new and used books and LPs and other stuff. I got 4 new Elvis LPs. That was
well, good
my
for you.
For Clyde, it took me out to eat.
Which good.
He didn't
awesome.
Tell me the last two parts, but I just wanted to share the part that Carl Perkins didn't get into cause trouble with me. And we got
but see, Carl's always there to make trouble, you know? He's always there.
Got loaded back up. He says, "Dear, I appreciate the passion that you have for Elvis' stuff, but not everybody feels the same way as you do." I said, "Dear, he talks just as much as I did."
Oh,
I
see, he
had
the passion too.
Yes. He said he didn't care that much for Elvis when he was younger, but as he got up on in years and his mother continued talking to him about Elvis, the more interested he got in him. And he says he couldn't find a better singer to follow. I said,
oh,
you're right.
Awesome.
100%.
Yes,
but I
that's
wanted to
awesome.
Share that a little bit.
Well, thank
and it
you.
Probably didn't hurt going in there and that subject and getting what accomplished that we went after to do.
Exactly. Well, you know what? You can mention Elvis almost anywhere you go and get better service, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well,
we like
that. I'm going to visit with Lizzie because I haven't seen her in so long.
Yeah, you go
and
hug Lizzie for us and tell her we say hi.
Hi.
I hear her. Awesome. Yeah, you go have a good visit, Carolyn.
Yeah, because I'm going to probably end up crying before it's over with. So I will. I'll finish listening to the show and visit with her too. So I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay, go have a good time, honey.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Ann. Bye-bye.
Jenny?
Oh, right. Yes,
Jenny,
darling.
Excuse me, but I missed part of that story. What was it she said? I have a hard time understanding her sometimes, and I think it's my phone. I'm not sure. But
well,
anyway,
no,
what
welcome
was it
to my world.
She did, what was it that she did to make John Post mention his name and you could get a loan?
Oh, she went in, they went into the bank to talk to the loan officer, and Clyde knows him, and Carolyn and the loan officer started talking about Elvis and his songs and all that stuff. And Clyde had warned her beforehand to not talk a long time about Elvis because they had things to do, and they needed to get what they needed done there at the bank and then go. And she said, okay, but they kept talking and talking. So Clyde was sitting there poking her in the ribs with saying, come on, what are you doing? Shut up, let's go. You know, that kind of thing. And they just kept on talking. And they finally laughed and said that they, you know, said, well, you know what? You got to go. Clyde needs to go get stuff done. So they finished up what they were doing there. And that's what prompted the comment of just mention his name to a bank officer and you got it made.
No.
Paraphrasing,
okay.
Of course.
Okay,
not quoting.
I got it now. Okay.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, Carolyn said they spent 2 hours talking about Elvis. So, okay, I can see that. I can see that happening.
Oh yeah,
almighty.
I know Elvis can, and he's alive, can you manage to loan me about $1 million?
Yeah, really? Well, I don't need that much. I just need about $100,000. Get my house done and
that was just a,
get
again.
Moved. Yeah, I just need $100,000. That's all. That's all. Oh, Lord Almighty, that's a good chunk of change.
No,
hey?
They would throw me out of the bank. That would be it. They would probably put a straight jacket on me and haul me off. Oh,
well,
God.
as long as it's your favorite color, it's okay.
Well, I doubt that it would be. I don't think they come in color, do they? Aren't they all
I
white?
I don't know. I don't know, but somebody could bring a somebody could bring a spray paint can.
Yes.
I could take care of that white stuff for you. Yeah, not a problem. But yeah,
Tell me quickly, how's Shauna doing after she got her second vaccination?
As far as I know, she did fine.
Oh, good.
I didn't hear anything off about it or anything. She didn't, she's having problems with her allergies a little bit, and her router died, so she doesn't have any internet right now. But Charles called this morning, and their provider is going to overnight a new router to them. Because they've got a package, evidently. And so she's expecting that to get there either tomorrow or Monday. So she does expect to be doing the show on Monday, but they've got to get that new router there first. So, and then Charles will probably just hook it up. He knows how to do that stuff, and then she'll be ready to roll. But, yeah, it just, I don't know, it fried or something. It just all of a sudden has a problem. So,
she was online earlier today, and I thought everything was fixed, but evidently not.
Well, she may have been using a phone. She may have been using Charles' phone so that, they would have that from their phone service provider. They would have data from their phone service provider where they could still do that. But she does not have internet yet. The router has to get there first. So they're kind of sitting there twiddling their thumbs at each other.
Boy, always something to repair, isn't it?
Well, what I said to her, I says, you know, girl, if it weren't for bad luck, you'd have no luck at all. You know?
I know.
And it kind of goes... Yeah, it kind of goes in streaks, you know, because first it was Wade's ears, and then her allergies are kicking up, and then her router did something funky, shorted, fried, nobody knows. It just doesn't work all of a sudden. You know, so, yeah, it's kind of, I'm waiting to see what happens next. And crossing my fingers and praying that nothing happens next except something good. You know, we need something good from that quarter right now.
Exactly.
So, anyway, what I'm going to play now is I'm going to play our Mystery John. And he's going to do True Love Travels on a Gravel Road.
And stand by her man, never once letting shame touch your face. How many hearts could live through all the winters we've known and still not be cold? Oh, true love travels on a gravel. Oh, true love. Marlboro.
Oh yeah, I love that song, and he does a very nice job for it. So that's good.
Good voice. That's great.
You know what? Anything he tries to sing, he makes sure that it's good before he, you know, makes a recording and puts it out for other people to hear, because he just doesn't want people to be able to say anything bad about it. So, you know that if I'm playing, well, there are, you know, exceptions. There's one that I've got here to play that's kind of echoey. You know, because he was far away from the mic, but that's okay because he still sounds good, you know.
Yes.
And I wish, or I hope, let's put it this way, I hope he decides to perform again when all of this COVID garbage is over, you know. That would be, wouldn't that be cool?
Really,
I think
yes.
That would be so awesome. Yes, that would be so awesome.
Very, very good. So, anyway,
and he's being reaffirmed that he's good, you know, because just like so many humble people, he doesn't think he's as good as everybody else does. So, I'm glad he started giving me recordings to put on the show, so that. He can reaffirm how good he is and maybe convince him to perform again. And then all you guys can know how good he is, acknowledging and accepting the fact that he is not Elvis.
No,
you know, it's just, no, it's not. There is enough of a difference in the voice that you can tell, you know, because he doesn't try to be like it. If he tried to be like Elvis, it would be a little more difficult to tell, but he doesn't. He doesn't try to be like Elvis. He just is himself. So it's cool. It's totally cool. I love it. Okay. I have something that John sent me that find it first, Jenny. Make sure you put it in here just because you think you did. There it is. Okay. That really, when you listen to this, it kind of pulls the rug out from under feeling sorry for yourself, because it shows you that people that have it worse than you do,
of course I do,
still find the capacity to be thankful and happy. Okay? And this is done by Celtic Thunder X, The Streets of London.
Thank you, John.
Have you seen the old man in the closed down market, kicking up the papers in his worn out shoes? In his eyes you see no pride, hands held loosely by his side, yesterday's paper telling yesterday's news. And have you seen the old girl walks the streets of London, dirt in her hair and her clothes in rags? She's no time for talking, she just keeps right on walking, carrying her home to carry her bags. So how can you tell me you're alone? Say for you that the sun don't shine. Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. I'll show you something to make you change your mind. In the all-night cafe at 11:15, that same old man sitting there on his own, looking at the world or the rim of his teacup. Each tea lasts an hour, then he wanders home alone. Have you seen the old man outside the seaman's mission? Memories fading like the metal ribbons that he wears. And in our winter city, the rain it cries a little pity for one more forgotten hero in a world that doesn't care. So how can you tell me you're lonely and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. I'll show you something to make you change your mind. Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. I'll show you something to make you change your mind.
Now, doesn't that kind of tweak your thinking bones? Makes you wonder, makes you realize that maybe things aren't quite as bad as you thought. Gives you a little more hope, a little more something to look forward to, knowing that somebody else is looking forward and seeing the sunshine when they don't have anything.
You know, Jean,
puts things
prior to calling in the show, my grandson sent me 4 photos of him and his son, which is my great-grandson that went to visit my son that passed away, and it was very sad to see the 4 pictures, but yet again, it was also very sweet that he would take his son out. But it made me feel good, but yet again, it was very touching.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
kind of
you felt good, but you cried, right?
Yeah, you couldn't help from it. It was very touching.
Exactly.
But yet again, very, very thoughtful of him to go and also take his son out there. And but yeah, it was touching. And
exactly. Well, I'm glad he did that. I'm glad he did that, because now you'll always have that, and you'll know what prompted him to do that. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. So I'm glad you have that, honey. I really am. And yes, I know exactly what you're talking about when it makes your heart feel good and overflow, but your tears also flow.
Well,
yeah.
And yet, too, tomorrow is Mother's Day. And even though I have 2 other children, it's still that void that will always be there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
want
to make y'all sad. Let's move on. I don't want to start crying again. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to depress anyone.
No, that's all right. That's all right. So, yeah, because I have pictures that I look at, and though it makes me love the people so much, it still makes me sad inside as well, you know. So I know what's going on. I know what's going on.
Well, thank you, Jean.
So that's not a problem, sweetie. That's not a problem. So, okay, I had to finish something there. All right, it's time for an Elvis song. How about If You Give Me All Your Love? Ooh, yeah.
I'll send you red roses by the dozen. I call you sweet little things like turtle dove. I whisper pretty things in your ear, the kind of thing the girl likes to hear.
Maybe if you'll give me all your love,
I'll bring you pounds and pounds of chocolate candy to prove it to you that I've been thinking of. I'll tear up all the pictures I own of every pretty girl I've ever known.
Maybe if you'll give me all your love,
take you dancing every night until you're ready to drop. I'll kiss your sweet red cherry lips until you're hot. Every night I'll serenade you beneath your window. If you need me just a whistle, then I won't need a show. I'll hug you, squeeze you tight as I can. It ain't gonna be no one night stand.
Baby, if you'll give me all your love,
take you dancing every night until you're ready to drop. I kiss your sweet red cherry lips until your heart is not. Every night I'll serenade you beneath your window. If you need me just a whistle, then I won't need a show. I'll keep the speed as tight as I can. It ain't gonna be no one night stand.
Baby, if you'll give me all your love,
I'll bring you pounds and pounds of chocolate candy to prove it to you that I've been thinking of. I'll tear up all the pictures I hold of every pretty girl I've ever known.
Maybe if you'll give me all your love,
take you dancing every night until you're ready to drop. I'll kiss your sweet red cherry lips until you're hot. If you need me just a whistle, then I won't need a show. I'll hug you, squeeze you tight as I can. It ain't gonna be no one night stand.
Baby, if you'll give me all your love,
take you dancing every night until you're ready to drop. I kiss your sweet red cherry lips until your heart is stopped. Every night I'll serenade you beneath your window. If you need me just a whistle, then I won't need a show. I'll keep the speed as tight as I can. It ain't gonna be no one night stand.
Baby, if you'll give me all your love, baby, if you'll give me all your love.
Oh, baby, yes. I love that. Baby, if you give me all your love, you got it.
He's rocking in that one.
Oh yeah. Yes, yes, yes. You're not gonna be sitting down and sleeping. Not. I have a really cool one that he gave me.
Mm-hmm.
It's another well, I'll just play it. What the heck. It's by Goombe Dance Band. Now these guys are up on stage in gold shiny clothes, and one of the guys is wearing them just a little too tight, but he sings good, so whatever. gathers interest, I guess, right? Okay. Uh-huh. Anyway, this is called Seven Tears.
Seven tears are rolling to the river.
experiences, head in hand, lonely like a stranger on the shore. I can't stand this feeling anymore. Day by day, this world's all gray, and if dreams were eagles, I would fly. But they ain't, and that's the reason why.
Seven seas have blown into the wind.
I like that. I've never heard that before, but I think that's a really cool song. Oh yes. Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I saw it. Your foot's just going to town. It just can't stop when there's a beat. Can't stop. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Keeps you moving. Oh my gosh. Okay, here's one that John gave me. I'm trying to think if it was for this week or for last week. I think it was this week. Anyway, it's a good song, so it doesn't really matter. I'm going to play it. I don't care if the sun don't shine.
I don't care if the sun don't shine. I get my loving in the evening time when I'm with my baby. Well, it ain't no fun when the sun's around. I get going when the sun goes down and I'm with my baby. Well, that's when we're gonna kiss and kiss and kiss and kiss and we're gonna kiss some more. But who cares how many times we kiss? Cause at a time like this, who keeps score? Well, I don't care if the sun don't shine. I get my loving in the evening time when I meet my baby. We're gonna kiss and kiss and kiss and kiss and we're gonna kiss some more. Who cares how many times we kiss? Cause there's a time like this, who keeps score? Well, I don't care if the sun don't shine. I keep my loving in the evening time when I meet my baby. And it don't matter if the sleet or snow, I drive in cozy when the lights are low and I'm with my baby. Makes no difference if the rain comes down. I don't notice when she's around, oh boy. What a baby. Well, that's when we're gonna kiss and kiss and kiss and kiss and we're gonna kiss some more. Well, one kiss from a baby doll makes me ha, more, 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 more. Well, I don't care if the sun don't shine. I get my loving in the evening time when I meet my baby. We're gonna kiss and kiss and kiss and kiss and we're gonna kiss some more. Well, one kiss from my baby doll makes me holler more, 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 more. Well, I don't care if the sun don't shine. I get my loving in the evening time when I'm with my baby.
Yeah. Oh, see, I had to do one. I had to do one. Oh, now I can sigh in relief. I feel complete. I don't have this little hole where endings go. Oh, Lord Almighty. Anyway, I do have fun. I mean, you know, that's, I might be a little strange, might be a whole lot weird, but I do have fun. So it's okay.
You certainly do.
All right. And I'm hoping, because I have fun, that people around me have fun. So
yes.
I'm okay with it. I'm okay if they think I'm weird. As long as they're having fun with it, it's cool with me. Not a problem.
Thank you.
It works. It works when I'm working, so that's okay. My manager likes it. She gave me a hug yesterday when she found out I wasn't leaving for a while, but I had to get more money together for my house. She gave me a hug and she says, "Oh, I am so happy to hear that." She goes, "I'd have to sit down and cry if you left." So I had to tell her, "Well, eventually you're going to have to sit down then, because eventually I am leaving. I'm just keeping you informed of what's going on. I'll be here for a while longer. I'm not leaving in a month." But I thought that was kind of cute. Oh, and you should have seen it. It was so funny. The morning clerk, he's a young kid. He's like 25, I think, something like that. Anyway, he heard I wasn't going to be leaving right away. He did a happy dance. Oh, I just had to laugh at him. It was so cute. But that's all right. It kind of makes me feel good that they don't want me to leave. But at the same time, they need to realize that I am going to leave.
Okay,
it's just
being
postponed a while until I get more money together to be able to do it properly. You know, that's all. I'm still going.
All right.
I'm still going. Okay, now it's Sue's turn. I'm going to play her request for today, which is Dusty Springfield doing Wishing and Hoping and Dreaming.
Wishing and hoping and thinking and praying, planning and dreaming each night of his charms that won't get you.
many 1960s songs have a French horn in them?
Mm-hmm.
I never noticed that before. But, you know, because that's a big orchestra instrument. And not too many artists use that, pop artists. But that was pretty cool. I just noticed that. This is, as many times as I have heard this song, that is the first time I noticed the French horn.
Yeah.
Strange.
You just said it.
Well, see? Learn something every day. You learn something every day. Okay. Elvis, I'm counting on you. Now just remember that. I'm counting.
All the words that I'll ever know still cannot say how much I need you so in every way. I go wrong and you guide me, and only you can do. Hold my hand, stand beside me. I'm counting on you. I feel the things you do, that you know how completely I'm counting on you.
I'm counting on you, dear, from the dawn of each day.
Just how deeply I feel the things you do, then you'd know how completely I'm counting on you.
Yes, I have heard that song in a long, long time. And then Sue asked for it. So, yeah, it was like, oh, that's a good idea. Okay, cool.
Thank you, Sue.
Yeah. Oh, I like that song. Of course, I like most of them, what he does.
Mm.
Most? No, all of them. There's, I don't think I can think of one that I don't like. That's a good thing. You know, that's a good thing.
It is.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's one that John sent me this morning that I remember this song. I used to hear it all the time when I worked at the radio station. And when you think about it, it makes you want to cry at first, and then right at the end, it pulls it out of the bag and makes you smile. It's a happy ending. So here's Trucker's Last Ride.
Alabama, roll on.
Roll on, highway. Roll on. Mama goodbye.
He's up and gone with the sun. Daddy drives an 18-wheeler, and he's off on a Midwest run. And three sad faces gather round Mama. They ask her when Daddy's coming home. Daddy drives an 18-wheeler, and they sure miss him when he's gone. Yeah, they do. Ah, but he calls them every night and tells them that he loves them. He taught them this song to sing. Roll on, highway, roll on along. Roll on, Daddy, till you get back home. Roll on, family, roll on, crew. Roll on, Mama, like I ask you to do. And roll on, 18-wheeler, roll on.
Roll on!
Well, it's Wednesday evening, Mama's waiting by the phone. It rings, but it's not his voice. Seems the highway patrol has found a jackknife rig in a snowbank in Illinois. But the driver was missing, and the search had been abandoned, 'cause the weather had everything stalled. And they had checked all the houses and the local motels. When they had some more news, they called. And she told them when they found him to tell him that she loved him.
Of the joy that flooded through that family, all the yay, yay, you know, when it was him calling to say, it's okay, I'm alive, I didn't get lost in that snowbank, because, you know, they don't know any different but what he's probably dead from what the policeman told him, and yet to have him call and say, don't worry, no more worries, I'll be home. I'll be home. That's awesome. That's the one thing I've always loved about that song, is that you just get through to despair and loss, and then he calls and says, no, 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 it's cool. It just reminds me of our lives. You know, when we get all depressed and we get lost in our troubles, and then something absolutely fantastic happens. God makes sure that we don't have to wallow down in there, because good is still around you. You just can't see it temporarily. And boy, don't I know that feeling. My gosh. Anyway, how about, let's see. eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I use that a lot, yeah. Because I want to play all of them, but you only play one at a time, and you're limited on time. So anyway, here's Elvis doing Fool's Rush In.
Fools rushing where angels fear to tread, and so I come to you, my love, my heart above my head. Though I see the danger there, if there's a chance for me, then I don't care. Fools rush in where wise men never go, but wise men never fall in love.
As I'm sure all of you did, because that's just how it is. You know, that's just how it is. It ain't in the same bracket as those chickens in the sky, which is a good thing. Which is a good thing, yes. them ghost chickens, they're in a group all by themselves. It's just like, okay, fine, whatever. Oh, but if you need a laugh, just go and listen to Ghost Chickens. It'll do it. That'll do it. Now you know how Red Sovine is known as a storyteller, and a lot of times when we play something he's recorded, it's a crier. But John sent me one that doesn't make you cry. It just takes you through a life progression. But it's not a crier. You look at it as the beautiful instances, and it shows you what's important and what isn't. That's what I liked about this song. This is Red Sovine doing It'll Come Back.
On our little girl's third birthday, she got a sandbox in the backyard to play. Sand was everywhere as she played and she laughed. I fussed at her, for it killed all my grass. With all her friends, she skinned both her knees as she played and she laughed. I busted her, for
where it killed all my grass. We built her a pool in the backyard that spring. All her friends came and they swam and they splashed. I fussed at her, for it killed all my grass. Porch all alone as I look out across at my beautiful lawn. The house is quiet, there's no children at play, and I said to my wife, honey, if you'll listen real close, you can still hear her say,
isn't that exactly like a child's optimism?
Definitely.
Hey, it's okay, Dad. Don't sweat it. God and the rain will make it all better. It's all right. And then, of course, when time passes and she's off on her own, living somewhere else, they're remembering all of these times. And it's good memories. It makes their hearts smile. And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. I couldn't decide whether to play that today or tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because, you know, God and the rain. But I thought, what the hey? It doesn't matter. I'm going to play it today.
Mm.
So I did. I did. And tomorrow, of course, is Mother's Day. So don't y'all forget, we're going to do a combination Mother's Day and gospel show. So we'll be playing tribute to our mothers, and they're not going to necessarily be gospel songs, but they will be dedicated to our moms. And then, of course, we're going to have gospel music as well, but it's going to be a special. It's going to be a special show, so you don't want to miss that. You don't want to miss your contribution, you know. So if you've got something you want to hear dedicated to your mom, as long as it's a mom song, okay? Not just mom's favorite song, but a mom song. Let me know. Let me know. Either on my Facebook page, send me a message, whatever. You know, you don't have to be a friend to send me a message. You know, I'll get it. Just message me and we'll play your mom's song. And of course, if you have a gospel request, let me know that as well. And we're still trying to keep them like 4 minutes or less, because when you get into 6 and 7 minutes, I have too many songs to be playing those long ones like that too much. So try to keep them shorter, and we're going to have a great show tomorrow. We've already got such a wonderful start on it that you don't want to miss it. Let's put it that way. You don't want to miss it. Okay, Elvis, with You're a Heartbreaker.
You're a heartbreaker. You're a heartbreaker, a heartbreaker playing with fire. You're a tear snatcher, you're a quarrel patcher, but you can't break my heart anymore. For I have just found someone else who's sure to take your place, someone I can always trust and feel the same. empty space. You're a heartbreaker, you're a love faker, but you can't break my heart anymore. You're a smooth talker, you're a real cool walker, but now you have talked out of turn. You're a high stepper, you're an eye catcher, but you won't catch my glasses anymore. For I have just found someone else who's sure to take your place. Someone I can always trust and fill this empty space. You're a heartbreaker, you're a love faker, but you can't break my heart anymore. You're a heartbreaker, you're a love faker, a heartbreaker playing with fire. You're a tear snatcher, you're a quarrel patcher, but you can't break my heart anymore. For I have just found someone else who's sure to take your place. Someone I can always trust and fill this empty space. You're a heartbreaker, you're a love-faker, but you can't break my heart anymore.
Last little thing, you know. The rest of it was great, no problem. Play it some more.
Play it again, Sam.
I had heard that they never actually did that line in that movie. I'll have to look that up and see. Interesting. What made me think of that? I have absolutely no idea on God's green earth, but there it was. Okay. I have. Let's see, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, my goodness sakes. Okay. You know what? I have had Anne's request in my library for a week and a half. And that kind of like too long. So I just thought, yeah, I'm going to play it. I'm not going to wait. I'm going to play it because pretty soon we'll run out of time. And this is Paul Anka from, it was in the 60s at some point. God only knows because I don't remember. But this is Put Your Head on My Shoulder.
Put your head on my shoulder, whisper in my ear.
shoulder. You know, you just got to do that sometimes. it's like endings. Just sometimes you need that sigh. Mm-hmm. Either just okay. Because you feel like it or because you need more oxygen. Take your pick. Hey, there you go. There you go. A little bit of both. There you go. I like that. Okay. How about Elvis? Oh, here's a nice one. So glad you're mine. So think of that special person that your heart just dreams about and yearns for. I'm not talking about Elvis for everybody, you know. I mean, come on, guys. You guys that are married or have boyfriends or significant others, you put that person there in those thoughts. So glad you're mine. Yeah, that person.
Baby's long and tall, shaped like a cannonball. So every time she loves me, Lord, you can hear me squall. She cried, ooh-wee, I believe I changed my mind. She said, I'm so glad I'm living. I cried, I'm so glad you're mine. My baby knows just how to treat me right. Gives me plenty love and more than noon at night. She cried, ooh-wee, I believe I changed my mind. She said, I'm so glad I'm living. I cried, I'm so glad you're mine. Kisses me, I get high every time she cried, ooh-wee, I believe I changed my mind. She said, I'm so glad I'm living. I cried, I'm so glad you're mine.
Yeah, that's awesome. I like it. So glad you live in. Oh, yeah. Okay. Isn't that cool? I love that song. Mm-hmm. And you can't be still while it's playing. So it would be good to have somebody to dance with. Oh. Imagination is a wonderful thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, lordy, lordy. Okay. Anyway, yeah. I'm going to play one now that is one of my favorites, and it's one of John's favorites as well. And this was done by a Frenchman. He wrote it, and he recorded it, and he performed it until the end of his life. And we lost him just a very few years ago. So here is She by Charles Aznavour.
She may be the face I can't forget, a trace of pleasure or regret, maybe my treasure or the price I have to pay. She may be the song that summer sings, maybe the chill that autumn brings, maybe 100 different things within the measure of a day. She may be the beauty or the beast, maybe the famine or the feast, may turn each day into a heaven or hell. She may be the mirror of my dream, a smile reflected in a stream. She may not be what she may seem inside her shell. She always seems so happy in a crowd, whose eyes can be so private and so proud. No one's allowed to see them when they cry. She may be the love that cannot hope to last, may come to me from shadows of the past that I remember till the day I die. She may be the reason I survive, the why and wherefore I'm alive, the one I'll care for through the rough and ready years. Me, I'll take her laughter and her tears and make them all my souvenirs. For where she goes, I've got to be. The meaning of my life is she.
Don't you just dream about being that one that makes someone's life mean something for however long that might last?
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I love that thought. Maybe someday. Right, guys? I've got one here. Okay. I have another one that my sister sent, that Diane sent. She's the one that was just diagnosed with cancer. You know what? She's still trucking on. It's not as easy for her now, but she is still keeping her optimism, and she's going with it. So I think she's going to beat this. I do think she's going to beat this. She sent me a song by Tommy James and the Shondells, Moni Moni. Oh, Oh, yeah. Tommy James is always good for a little upbeat, have some fun music. He was always good for that. I remember when this song came out, I'm dating myself again. I was 14 when this song came out. And it was like, and everybody's going, oh, do you like that song by Tommy James? Do you like that song by Tommy James? And I'm going, what song? Tommy James, who? And one of my friends finally played it for me. Said, oh, okay, that's it. All right. I've heard that song. I just didn't keep track of nothing back then. I listened to it, and it was in one ear and out the other. But you just seen the funny look I got when that happened. It was interesting.
Thank you, Diane.
Yeah, I'll let her know that everybody enjoyed that because, you know, she does that. She sits at night when she can't sleep, which happens sometimes now, and she gets online and just listens to music and finds stuff. And she'll send me, you know, not exactly the links, but the blurbs for it. But you can usually get to it through what she sends me. It's just not an actual link. But anyway, that's how she brought me this one.
Yeah.
And I had another one, but it's 6 minutes long, so I just haven't had a place I want to play that yet. It's Jerry Rafferty doing Baker Street. It's a very, very familiar song. Yeah, very familiar, but it's 6 minutes long, and I just haven't gotten to that place yet. But I need to do that. I need to do that because that's a good song. You know, you got to – at some point, you got to play them all, right? At some point, it's going to happen. So, and speaking of that, I have Elvis doing a song from 1954. Okay? Called Tomorrow Night.
Tomorrow night, will you remember what you said tonight? Tomorrow night, will all thrills be gone? Tomorrow night, will it be just another memory, or just another lovely song that's in my poor heart to linger on? Your lips are so tender, your heart is beating fast, and you're willing to surrender. Tell me, darling, will it last tomorrow night? Will you be with me when the moon's bright? Tomorrow night, will you say those lovely things tonight? Tomorrow night, will it be just or just another lovely song that's in my poor heart to linger on? Your lips are so tender, your heart is beating fast, and you're willing to surrender. Tell me, darling, will it last tomorrow night? Will you remember what you said tonight? Tomorrow night,
Will you say those lovely things you said tonight?
Yeah, I think so. You gotta kind of, follow through. Oh, Lordy. Okay, I've got, oh my goodness sakes. Okay, I'll do this one. Monica. Who that is, I really don't know. There's a picture of her on an album cover, but I've never heard of her. She's got a nice voice, though. So John sent this to me, and we're going to hear Monica singing Walking Shoes.
I'm gonna put on my walking shoes tonight. Well, I'm leaving here 'cause you don't treat me right. All you do is make me cry. Now I'm gonna say goodbye. I'm gonna put on my walking shoes tonight. Wearing my old traveling hat. Well, baby, what do you think of that? All you do is treat me wrong, honey. I'll be good and gone. I'll be wearing my old traveling hat. I'm the best thing, baby, that you ever had. When you find that, but it's too late, I'm putting on my walking shoes. Walk on. I'll be wearing my It's All Over coat, and I ain't even leaving you a note. And I ain't coming back again. I'll be wearing my It's All Over coat. I'm gonna put on my walking shoes tonight. Well, I'm leaving here 'cause you don't treat me right. All you do is make me cry. Now I'm gonna say goodbye. I'm gonna put on my walking shoes tonight. I'm gonna put on my walking shoes tonight. Yeah, I'm gonna put on my walking shoes tonight.
Yeah, pretty nice for a country western song. I like that. And I've never before heard that in my whole entire life. I've never heard of Monica in my whole entire life. So, you know, I love what John does because he finds the artists and the music that continuously broaden my music horizons. My music experience is always growing. So I thank you, John, for that, because there's always songs that I've never heard. And always artists that I've never heard of. And that is a good thing. It's a good thing. Because never ever think you know everything, girls, because it's just not true. I don't care how much you know, you never know everything. It just is not, it doesn't work that way. So there you go. Just thought I'd toss that out, you know.
Well,
so hey guys. Yeah. Well, I've got 6 minutes left, so I want to say thank you to Ann and Sue for coming in and being here with me the whole show. It sure makes it easier to talk when I know you're sitting right there. Listen, even though I know there are other people listening, they can't respond to me. And if you have mm-hmm. something to say, you just pop up and say it. And I really appreciate that. I like that a lot.
Sure, my
pleasure. Thank you. I hope you enjoy it as much as I do, because it's always fun. It's always
yes,
I
yes,
try to make it a good time. I try to make it a good time all the time. So
you do a good job, Jean.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you. I was just wanting everybody to enjoy what was happening. And it's good to know that that happens. It's good to know that. So, hey, guys, thank you, everybody, in the chat room, because that gets quite entertaining sometimes.
Mm-hmm. It does.
It really does. It really does. And you'd be surprised at some of the subjects that
yes.
come up. It's amazing. Shoes, yes, shoes. Walking shoes, you should see all the shoes.
God, those sponsors, those were something else, weren't they?
Oh, my gosh.
I believe Ann posted that.
Yes.
My word.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You've got to be careful on those platforms, because you're not you're used to the soles of your feet, especially the balls of your feet. Even when you're wearing heels, you're used to those being right close on the ground. And if you're wearing platforms, that ain't how it is. And you're going to try and walk the same way, and you're going to fall on your butt. Take my word for it. You will fall on your butt.
Or twist an ankle for sure.
Well, I gave the platforms away. I kept my 6-inch slides, but I gave the platforms away because it was like I just couldn't remember I was up on platforms. And I thought, I'm going to kill myself. I'm just going to break my neck one of these times. And so I gave them away. So anyway, everybody also who clicked the links on the groups or when I sent them to my friends list that came in to watch the show, thank you so much for doing that. And remember, you can watch as many times as you want to, because about 10 minutes after this is over, it's going to be recorded. And you can click that same link and go and watch and listen to this. Watch it. You can go and listen to this as many times as you want. And or not listen to it at all, if that's what you want to do. It's totally up to you. You have control over that. So thank you so much, and I hope you join me tomorrow for the Mother's Day Gospel Show, because it's going to be absolutely killer. So I'll wait. I'll see you then. Have a good night.
Okay.
Love each other. Love somebody. I mean, you know. You got to do something with it, right? Just make sure it's somebody you really love. Don't just give it away. Just, you know, got to love somebody. Okay. And to say goodbye, I'm going to play another mystery song. There's Always Me. Good night, everybody.
When the evening shadows fall and you're wondering who to call for a little company, there's always me. If your great rumbling should end and you're lonesome or afraid, darling, you need never be. There's always me. I don't seem to mind somehow. Late seconds, but now. Someday you will be here. And when that thing is here, to my heart you'll come to know.
but our lives may come and go. But for me, eternity.
Good night, everyone. See you tomorrow.